Welcome to Talk the Walk with Todd Friel on AM 980 KKMS.
Hey, don't go to happy hour. Oh no, you don't need to. You can get drunk today listening to Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. More spirit-filled talk radio today. Hello, it's False Teacher Tuesday on AM 980 KKMS. It's Rodney Brown, the Holy Ghost bartender, serving up laughs, serving up the spirit, serving up heresy. Are you familiar with Rodney Brown? He's from South Africa. He preaches out of Tampa, Florida. Travels the country, knocking them dead. Knock down Brown. Knock them down, Brown? Is that one? Knock them down, Brown? Has them rolling in the aisles, literally. Grown men, grown women falling down, laughing. It's hysterical. They're getting drunk in the spirit. It's a complete disastrous interpretation of Acts chapter 2, going back to Joel chapter 2 in the Old Testament. Just a mess. To form a theology on something that is just... Nonetheless, that's what we're dealing with. It's Rodney Brown. Don't know who he is? Here's Rodney reading the Bible and people responding drunk in the spirit.
Hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak.
Wait, turn this off for a second. If you're just joining us, I want you to listen to the tone of his voice. Now, the guy's voice is strained. He's been touring. He's been out doing these pilgrimages or whatever he calls them, these revival meetings all over the country. So his voice is a little shot. It's a little hoarse. Nonetheless, listen to the tone of it. Listen to how he's reading this. Listen to the trance that you can fall under. Listen how you can start to be suggested. Listen to how the... It's hypnotic. This is what gets people acting like this because of the way this fellow... Rodney Brown.
I send to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all these things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power.
Put it on pause for a moment. I'm going to keep torturing you with this. How are we supposed to worship God? How is church supposed to be done? Decently and in order. Does that sound like it to you? Holy fear and awe? Does that sound like it to you? Certainly not in spirit and in truth. This is a carnival that's going on. These people are falling down. They're jumping around in the aisles, falling down, laughing, side-splitting, grown adults. Sorry, not biblical. Furthermore, you got a little problem here with Galatians 5:23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Not being out of control, but self-control. Want to make one more announcement before we get back to our pal, Rodney Brown. If you are just joining us, I said this earlier. I'm sorry to you charismatics, to you Pentecostals who are not on the fringe like this. I'm not trying to take a poke at you. It's unfortunate that so many have latched on to your denomination that happen to be of this ilk. But they're in every denomination. We've all got them. But I'm sorry that these happen to be yours. So this is not a shot at anybody. I'm not trying to... anybody in the Assemblies of God... they just happen to latch themselves onto you. In fact, we'll even hear that later, where he flat out says, you got a problem. You're just a regular old mainstream Pentecostal or charismatic? Oh, you don't even know what you're doing. Holy fear and awe, decently in order, in spirit and in truth. And Rodney Brown.
About doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with them. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
Uh-huh. Listen to this. Hey, by the way, that reminds me, Jeff Allen, Clean Comedy Night.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts.
It's hysterical. You want funny? Jeff Allen, Clean Comedy Night. Thanks to Midwest Manatech and Northwestern Bookstores. Tickets are only $9.80. Don't miss the hilarity. Get your tickets now at Northwestern Bookstores or KKMS.com. It's a great cheap day night. We can use this for the commercial soundtrack.
Hey.
Listen to this. What is so funny? You ought to bring your date to this one. Clean Comedy Night on April 1st. All right, enough. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. All right. Let's go to clip number 15, if you'd be so kind. Tony, once again, if you are just tuning in, it's False Teacher Tuesday. You're listening to Rodney Brown, who is he's the Holy Ghost bartender. You got to ask yourself the question, what is going on there? Now, there's two options. There's only two options that I see. Because one of the options is not that it is from God. This guy's a false teacher. This is not biblical. It doesn't align with scripture. So this laughing, this craziness is not from him. So I see two options. One option is, sorry, it's demonic. Okay, there. Said it. Second option is, when this guy talks and repeats things, he gets you into a state. And then you do what you are supposed to. And they plant people in the audience. Earlier in the tape, you could hear this one person laughing over and over again. Just getting people. You go to a comedy club. And you plant somebody in the audience to get people laughing, and somebody starts laughing in a comedy club, everybody starts laughing. It's the way that it works. So maybe this is hypnotic suggestion. He repeats stuff. His voice puts you into some sort of trance. So he uses all of these tricks that people use to get people to do what they want them to do. Or it's demonic. You ready with cut number 15, Rodney Brown? I just happen to think... This is very strange.
Don't think that this is strange tonight. Heaven is coming down in this place. Heaven is coming down in this place.
Heaven is coming down in this place. Heaven is coming down in this place. Heaven is coming down in this place.
Heaven is coming down. It's raining. It's rain. It's the rain. It's the rain. It's the rain. It's the rain! It's the rain!
It's the rain! It's the rain! It's the rain!
It's the rain!
It's pouring!
It's raining! It's raining!
It's pouring!
Stop, please! Stop this! Stop this! Stop this hilarity! What else could it be? He is either getting them whipped up because it's very interesting when you listen to the sermon before he gets into this whipped up state that he's in right now. Let me try to do an impression of how he speaks. All right. Don't change the dial because this is annoying. Just hang in there with me. This is kind of how he preaches. Let me see if I can, I'm looking for something that I can use for a sermon text. All right. Here, we'll do this. When Jesus, he washed the disciples, he washed the disciples' feet. He was willing to humble himself. They speak like that a lot. they get you hanging on every single word. Like, come on, get it out. And at first it can be a little like, come on, dude, pick up the pace. Give me some zip. Give me, we got things to do. We got places to go. Get to the point on this deal. But they get you hanging. They get you engaged. It's like, come on. And so that you're finally like, what are you going to say next, master? What's going to come out of your mouth? I can't wait to hear. And you get hooked in. I remember this a long time ago. Somebody did a study of preachers who stammer or struggle to find words. And they had two preachers. They did a test. And they had a really eloquent, slick preacher who got up and bing, bang, boom, just really whipped that baby off. And they did a test on the audience, the congregation, to see how much they remembered. And I'm just making up the numbers. It was 60%. Okay? They remembered 60%. Then they get another guy up with a different group of people, and he preaches the sermon. He preached the sermon. And then they did the same type of test for this guy who just constantly was stammering over, you know, forgetting, you know, the script and stuff like that. And they remembered a radically higher percentage because they, when the guy's tripping for the words and stuff, it's like you fill in the blank for him and your brain stays more engaged. And that is exactly what these guys do. They keep you engaged. You don't just sit there passively listening. You're constantly wanting to fill into the blanks and then getting hypnotized. It's right. It's right. It's right. And the place is whipped up. By the way, that'll be on my next album. Let's go to clip number 16 as we listen to Rodney Brown. You ready to go? I'm not sure what this clip is about, quite honestly. I suggest that this might have something to do with some of the things that we've been learning about lately, the thing that's seeping its way into the evangelical church, the visualization, the contemplative stuff. Here's Rodney Brown, I think, encouraging us to visualize.
Get your eyes on Jesus. 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 Get your eyes on Jesus.
Get your eyes on Jesus here. Sorry. All right, let's go to cut number 17, Tony. This is Rodney Brown repeating, hypnotic, getting people whipped up and laughing hysterically, or the devil is doing this. So there's just no other option. This is either persuasion, this is suggestion, this is a form of hypnotism, or it's the devil. There's just no other way to look at this. And I'm sorry. You ready to go, Tony? This is Rodney Brown, and he makes me very, very nervous.
If this makes you nervous, I don't know what you're going to do when you get to heaven. I hear the sound of heaven here tonight. I hear the sound of heaven here tonight. I hear the sound of heaven's joy bells ringing in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Step up into the realm of God. Step up in the realm of God. Step out of the realm of the natural into the realm of the supernatural. Step up in the realm of God. Step out of the realm of the mind. Step over in the realm of the supernatural. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Nanamakuria, Stokuria, Mandoya. Oh, Riala Basoria, Paya. Manamangiria, Steria, Stokuria. Oh, Riala Basoria, oh, Riala Mando.
Just put it on pause for a minute. In the studio here, I sit in a little room, and directly across from me is Tony through some plexiglass, and we kind of look at each other a lot, which is less pleasant for him than for me. And we then sitting kind of to my right through some blinds, I can see Joey, at least his eyes, and Joey's working on other stuff and occasionally chimes into my headphones, and you can never hear him. So while Rodney Brown is going on, I hear this in my headphones.
Deep breath. Oh, great. Did Joey do this and give you the giggles now?
I'm drunk in the spirit.
That's it.
I've fallen under a spell. Now, seriously, can you just stop this and move on to something else? All right, just turn that off for a minute. Tony just brought up something. This is nothing you should hang your hat on. This is probably made up anyway. Do you remember Art? Do you know who Art Bell is? He does that wacky late night show. We've got the, supposedly, and this is very supposedly, somebody who does geology stuff stuck a tube down into the middle of the earth and recorded hell. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Tony, let's alternate. I'll play the sound of hell, and then when I stop, you play Rodney Brown. Okay, here we go. Hell. Oh, wait a second. Wrong one. That's not right. Oh, here we go. All right, this is supposed to be hell. Rodney Brown. Hell. All right, keep this going, Tony, because it keeps going now for about 10 minutes. Let's just sit and listen, shall we? Okay, let's not. For 10 minutes, this goes on in the crowd. 10 minutes of this people. What is happening? You've got an option. I'll take it. It's either the devil or it is these people have been put in a trance. They're under some sort of a spell because this is not biblical. This is not supported anywhere in scripture. This is the opposite of what God prescribes for worship. You got an answer to this little presentation we're hearing? You got a better one than I do? Great. 651-681-8255. We'll come back with our false teacher of the day, Rodney Brown. Your explanation. And then Rodney, we've got a clip of God speaking through Rodney. It's not enough that he does this. God actually talks through him. Let's go to traffic. It's time for Pete Bush. Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS More, Spirited Talk Radio.
Okay, here's what I have hot out the phones.
So people have been calling and trying to explain our false teacher of the day, Rodney Brown.
Two just called to thank you that now they'll talk in a sing-songy voice for the rest of the day.
Well, a lot of people hypnotized. Just keep going with where you've got it queued up right now. This is our pal, Rodney. He's got people whipped into a frenzy.
One guy called up and he agreed it sounds kind of like hell sounds.
Yeah.
Without the, you know, overproduction.
Right.
And somebody said, remember the scene in the Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
With the golden calf?
Yep.
You know, a little production value.
Now, is that the choir singing?
I can't tell.
It's either manipulation or demonic. Any other suggestions that we've had from people? What else is going on at this service? It's just complete bedlam.
Demonic, but
it's complete bedlam. What else can it be? Can one guy get a whole room whipped up like that? You know what I should do? Is go take a closer look at the videotape and see if there's anybody in the room who's looking around like, what kind of hocus pocus hanky panky is going on here? I wonder, sort of like people, there's some people who are really, susceptible. They get hypnotized easy. What is that called? When you really are, you're prone to, you're inclined to. Pass! butterscotch, hot fudge,
flavors of ice cream,
peanuts, sprinkles,
ice cream toppings.
Yes. Next, Disney World, Valley Fair,
great vacation spots.
Disney World, Valley Fair,
amusement parks.
Yes. Next, Lena Horne.
Hubba Hubba.
I don't know. I'm making things
okay,
up.
Okay. Good.
Turn that off for a second. I think I've got Lena Horne, by the way.
That's starting to drive me nuts.
Well, you'd go into some sort of hypnotic trance there, too.
Man.
I think I've got some Lena Horne here for your consideration. I'm not sure. Do you remember yesterday we were talking about William Hung and we had all these celebrities who were singing Beatles songs?
Yes.
Remember that?
What do you do when your love is away? Does it worry you to
George
be alone?
That's George Burns.
How do you feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're all alone?
All right. So we got that one.
Goodbye.
Bing Crosby. Right? Let's see. It was a...
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Who is this?
Max the Lounge Rat? I don't know.
It's gonna be all right.
Let's see. I think I think this is Lena Horne.
When I'm home,
no.
Everything seems to be right.
Right.
No, it sounds more like a guy. And as I remember Lena Horne, she's more of a girl.
Who is this, though?
Hey, it's been a hard day's night.
Not Bobby Darin.
And I've been working.
Ooh, could be. No, it's Bobby Darin should do a better job on this.
Right, wait, I think. Wait.
Stephen Eady without Eady.
Day Tripper. I think. Yeah, I think this is Lena.
I took him half the way there. I'm a big teaser.
Or is it Eartha Kitt?
I took him half the way there. Cause I'm a day tripper.
Oh, that's Lena.
I'm day driver, yeah. It took him so long.
Hey, Tony. Could you do me a favor?
What'd you like?
Can we go back to the other annoying song? All right, you're listening to Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. It's Rodney Brown doing his deal, getting people laughing hysterically. Listen to this. This goes on for 10 minutes. Let's go to another clip. Tony, could you cue us up to clip number 19, please, and make that stop if you'd be so merciful? Clip number 19, Tony. Want to go to a clip? This is Rodney Brown, who travels around the country. He's from South Africa, based in Tampa, Florida. He's the Holy Spirit bartender, the Holy Ghost bartender, gets people hilariously drunk in the spirit, slinging up shots of the Holy Spirit. Hyper-suggestive. Double. Hyper-suggestible, is that the right word? Yes. Yes. That's what these people must be, hyper-suggestive. That thing, that word that he just used. Okay, this is a clip of Rodney being spoken through by God. Now, if anybody does that, don't walk. Run to the nearest and exit. This is Rodney Brown speaking like he's God.
Yes, for I've been speaking to you for months now, and some of you, I've even talked to your wife, and she's spoken to you, but you've been stubborn, and you've been pig-headed. It's time you start to listen. Oh, yes, it's time you start to listen to what I'm telling you to do. I've been speaking to you in the night hours. I've been speaking to you in your quiet times, but you've said, Lord, what about this? What will others say? What will happen? And you've looked at all the what's and...
Can we just put it on pause just for a second? God was going to speak through somebody. He'd be more articulate.
Questions that have arisen out of the reasonings of men. But the Lord would say to thee, I'm calling you in this day and this hour to move up into a higher realm. There's a higher realm of the supernatural. There's a higher dimension of my power and my glory that you shall enter into. Lay aside the things of the natural. Lay aside the things of the earth. Lay aside the reasonings of man and enter in, saith the Lord, into a deeper realm. And you shall see, even when you go back to your church from this camp meeting, you shall step and walk into a new dimension of the power of God, the
new.
Likes of
Look
which you've never
new.
Known before.
Run from new.
The Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
AM 980, 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 AM 980.
Let's see, AM 980 KKMS.
Lock the Lock on AM 980 KKMS Moore, Spirited Talk Radio. On a False Teacher Tuesday, the teacher of the day is Rodney Brown. Rodney Howard-Brown. Don't know why he's hyphenated. Maybe he got married and he took on his wife's name. I don't know. He's from South Africa, resides in Fla, and he travels the country getting people drunk on the Spirit. Holy Spirit drunk. Serving up hilarity. Now, if you've been listening to the program, what you've been hearing is just bedlam at a worship service. People just drunk in the Spirit, laughing, falling down, crying, just acting strange. And we've concluded there's only two options for it. One, it's demonic. Two, they have been fallen under the power of suggestion with his hypnotic voice, repeating phrases, making them repeat things, the choir chanting, and they get them whipped up, and they get them whipped up, and they get them whipped, and you just, like you're staring at a shiny object. Maybe not everybody knows what that's like, but man, sometimes a really shiny object, whew, that just casts a spell on me. And these people have been whipped into a complete frenzy. That is all he has done now for, let's see, 70 minutes. 70 minutes. That is all that has been going on, has been getting people whipped up into the Spirit, not doing any preaching, just getting people under some sort of trance, not talking about Jesus Christ, not talking about sin, not talking about righteousness, not talking about judgment, not talking about the cross, the need for blood to be shed for the forgiveness of sins, and out of the blue, whammy, here comes the altar call. What? You've been talking about, and all of a sudden, this.
While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, nobody moving around, please, just for a few minutes, if you here. You say, Brother Rodney, I'm not born again. I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Friend, I want to tell you that everything tonight, God had you in mind.
All right, put that on pause for just a minute. You know what that reminds me of? Joel Osteen, the guy from Houston. You know which fellow I'm talking about?
Discover the champion in you.
He's just getting worse and worse and worse. He's a shiny object. Can't stop watching him. He doing his little deal down there at his Victory Champion Discovery Church. Not, packing the place in. He was just preaching at a football stadium. We just caught him on TV, I think it was last night, preaching at a football stadium. Oh, boy. Who wouldn't go for his message? It's Anthony Robbins' light. And you get eternity tossed in just for yucks. He preaches about self-esteem, and you just got to believe for the best, and you just got to believe all the good things that God has for you.
We know God has good things in store for your lives.
Oh, he sure does. And if you just focus on it and manifest the power in you to bring out the good, well, then we just know that God has a plan for you. And if you'd like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, we invite you to say this prayer. Say, Jesus, I ask you into my heart. Amen. If you just said that prayer, we welcome you to the family of God. Now you find yourself a good Bible-based church.
All right, y'all.
Huh?
Hold up your Bibles and say it like you mean it. Ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what
I'm getting hypnotized.
I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God.
Uh-huh.
I boldly confess.
You sure will.
My mind is alert. My heart is receptive.
You can get more theology out of a Highlights magazine. I'm telling you that. So out of the blue comes the altar call. The say a prayer message. It's unbelievable. It is like you better put a neck brace on, you get such a whiplash. All right, did you hear, by the way, what our pal today, Rodney Brown did? With every eye closed and every head bowed. With the manipulative music playing. We're going to get some decisions. Let's go back. Here's the altar call of our false teacher of the day, Rodney Brown.
The moving of the Spirit of God that you sense and that you feel and that you've even seen. God was reaching out to you in your chair right now. And he's saying, tonight is your night of salvation. I know that this is a camp meeting. But people come from near and from far. Some haven't given their lives to Jesus. I want you to know he loves you so very, very much. Right now he reaches out to you and he places his arms around you. You can come home to him. Surrender everything to him tonight. And so while heads are bowed and eyes are closed,
and the manipulative music is playing.
Again, let me ask you this question. If you died right now, where would you go? If you can't say with all assurance, Brother Rodney, if I die right now and go to be with Jesus, then dear friend, I want you to slip your hand up right now. I want to pray with you and for you. Ask as if you'd help me. Raise your hand up high. I want to pray with you and for you. Quickly. Raise up high. Right now. or by the Holy Ghost. Thank you in the balcony. God bless you.
How could they know how to get to heaven? He hasn't even talked about it. It's been 70 minutes of... How can they know anything about it? Besides that, the little... If you want to come home to him, come home. No. We don't come home to God. We've never been with him. We're enemies of God. His wrath abides upon us. We're an enemy of God in our mind through wicked work. We don't come home to him like... God just wants to welcome you back. He'll make you feel so much better. Ronnie Brown will continue on False Teacher Tuesday. Coming up next, the prayer. Asking Jesus into your heart. Rodney Brown style. False Teacher Tuesday on AM 980 KKMS. More Spirited Talk Radio. Let's check in with Pete. Walk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. More Spirited Talk Radio. It's False Teacher Tuesday. We've got ourselves one Rodney Brown from Tampa, Florida. Originated from South Africa. He's the Holy Ghost bartender. He's been talking about being drunk in the Spirit for 70 minutes, reaching new levels, reaching new heights, tapping into the third dimension. And all of a sudden, with every head bowed and every eye closed, with manipulative music playing, say this prayer. So here we have it, out of the blue. No theology, no preaching about the law, no preaching about the gospel. I don't even think we heard him mention Jesus once in 70 minutes. And all of a sudden... altar call. And boy, did he work it. All right, now this section, raise your hand. Okay, we'll come back to you. This section, raise your hand. If you need to come home to Jesus today, raise your hand. Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, madam. Thank you, sir. Yes, very brave. Thank you, sir. We've got some more. Let's go back to this section. Have you not raised your hand yet? Raise your hand now. This is your chance to come home. He's waiting for you now. He wants to embrace you now. Thank you, sir. Does the whole deal. Now, he's not preached at all. There's no way that from the message that this guy preached, anybody can get saved. There's nothing there. But he invites them all to say the prayer.
Right now, say, Father, I come to you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my Lord and my Savior, and I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. So Father, right now, I confess Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart right now. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh.
Good quote.
Wash me. Cleanse me.
Of what?
Change me.
From what?
Fill me.
With what?
Use me.
For what?
Let me never be the same again. Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Okay, good.
Thank you for shedding your blood for me.
What does that have to do with anything?
Thank you that on the third day you rose for me.
Who mentioned that?
And thank you that you're coming back again for me. In Jesus' name.
Now, that was a disaster. Nobody's going to get saved from that prayer. Why? It's missing a very crucial element. Repentance? However, there was something rather fascinating about this that I think supports the theory, I think the biblical theory, that we should not be judging people's intentions. We're not supposed to. We can't judge the heart. We don't know what's motivating them. We can simply judge their actions. We can listen to an individual like this and we can go, false teacher. Why? Don't know. We can't judge the heart. We can't judge the intentions. That's God's territory. That's his job and his only. We can simply judge and discern who's false and who is true. And this guy's obviously false, but it sure was interesting to listen to his tone change when he actually tried to see people get saved. It's kind of interesting. The guy's a false teacher. Whether he's saved or not, I have no clue. Who knows? One tends to doubt it when you're doing this type of thing. But nonetheless, did you hear how sober he actually got? Nice try. But, sir, you're not preaching anything. The moral to the story, pastor, parent, what is your altar call to your children? Does it include repentance? Does it include trusting in Jesus? Are you preaching that every Sunday? Have you taught that to your kids? If you haven't, tonight or this Sunday, go serve your King.